Cheers! What's your tipple? Mine's a pint, thanks, but maybe you prefer a reefer, or you're a jazz woodbine man. It seems that all over the world since time began, and maybe even before, human beings have tried to become less inhibited by either drinking intoxicating liquor or taking some kind of drug. All good fun, some might say, but others point out the dangers when it gets out of hand. There's been fierce debate recently about which is worse for you, alcohol or drugs, and which is the biggest threat to society. Come on, I'm sure you've got an opinion on that. And no, don't throw away your bong. You are not hallucinating. I was listening to this on the way in, I'd just forgotten how great that track was. Paul Simon reckons there are 50 ways to leave your lover, but are there? Now, I've given it some thought, and I can only think of about four. Fax, email, phone, face-to-face, and now, of course, Twitter. What are the other 46? Old Rhyming Simon makes it sound easy, but I'm not so sure. One of the hardest things in life, even though some of us are plagued by the thought all day and every day, is how do you split up with your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, lover, spouse, wife, husband, common-law wife, common-law husband, civil partner... Anyway, how would you do it? You know the score. You're not stupid. This isn't TalkSport after all. Call, tweet or email down the line 08000 155 947 or at Gary Bellamy DTL. OK, let's go to our first call. Hello, who's there?
Hey, Gary.
Hi.
I'm saying to talk to you about drink versus drugs. And for me, there's no competition whatsoever. Drink every time. You can go out, you can get it. It's inexpensive. I go to France with Pax. We buy all of our drugs. You've got to lurk around awful corners. You can't get arrested for buying a bottle of Merlot, but you jolly well can if you're buying crystal meth or whatever you're buying, which I don't buy. So I say drink every time.
Have you ever taken drugs?
I had a cheroot a long time ago, rather potent cheroot, lost my eyesight for a minute and a half. After that, I just stuck to the bottle.
Mm.
I know what I'm doing with the bottle. I like a nice syrupy Zinfandel.
Do you know what? I like a nice lager.
No, chili fizzyolin, I think. Yep. Tell you what else I like very much, Benelin.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
I suppose Benelin is sort of midway. It's part drink, part drug. Right, we're going to Leicester now to speak to a local community leader. Hello.
How are you doing? Very good?
Very good. Now we're talking about drugs and alcohol, that kind of thing. What's your slant?
I think the time has come. They should make all this, like, heroin. Make it legal now.
Really?
What? There's a lot of this drug is now in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Mm.
Correct?
Well, that's where they grow it, isn't it?
They should be able to grow this, sell to people of, like, in Liverpool, keep those people quiet, and then everyone is happy.
Mm.
The people in Liverpool on their drugs. Pakistan, Afghanistan, they're making money. Rich people in this country can carry on doing their thing, fox hunting, whatever. And then my country, Pakistan, becomes a rich country, can build its own things, hospitals, schools, nuclear weapons, everyone is happy.
What about the poor people who are dying of this stuff?
People will always be dying. It's work with alcohol, isn't it not? You see, legalized alcohol, it's like you can control it.
Do you drink a lot?
No, only water. We are Muslim people.
Do you wish you could drink?
No, are you stupid? I'm very happy. Now they're doing this, 24-hour off-license.
Mm.
A lot of my family making lots of money. Can I say, actually, I want to take this opportunity. I want BBC Radio 4. I want to say thank you. From bottom of my heart, from my checkbook, I like to say thank you to all English people, Scottish people, Irish people, Welsh people, Irish people who are drinking. Drink more, drink. Whiskey, cardi, vodka, shortcut drink, because it's good for economy, keeps Mr. Singh off-license, all my family, friends, they all have off-license, keeps them rich men. Keep drink.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Although I wouldn't advise everyone keeps drinking excessively, you should drink responsibly. Right, I've got Tom Wiley on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Professor Tom Wiley here. Hi, Gary.
What are you calling about today?
Well, as you probably know, I am one of the world's most eminent drugologists.
Mm.
And what I intend to do today is a little self-experimentation.
Oh.
If you'll allow me that facility.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Okay.
Right, off
you
go.
I have in my hand mm-hmm. an LSD tablet, which I propose to take for you live on your show.
Oh, that's not something we can condone on the BBC, actually. I wouldn't advise it, especially not post-Brandgate.
Don't worry, it's all perfectly safe. I am currently within the confines of my laboratory.
Right, are you sure about this?
I accept full responsibility for whatever happens to me.
Great, off you go.
Okay, the pill is on the tongue.
Hmm?
Absolutely nothing whatsoever has happened.
Right. Doesn't it...
I hope that proves conclusively, once and for all, that a lot of the dangers of so-called drugs are overemphasized in popular culture.
Right. I think it takes a little bit longer for it to, for it to kick in, actually.
Thanks
so...
very much. Goodbye.
No, no, wait. Don't go. We need to... You should stay on the line because...
No, I can't hang about. I've got a very important liver transplant that I'm about to attend to.
Ooh.
So I'll call you later. Goodbye.
No, please. No. Matt, we need to get hold of him again. See if you can get him back on the phone because... I think there may be a problem. In the meantime, I've got Marie on the line from Liverpool. Hello, Marie.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
You'll be talking about 50 ways of leaving your lover.
That's right.
I did leave my lover.
Okay.
And I feel terrible about it now, but I do have a result from it.
Okay, fill us in.
I was working as a nanny in America a few years ago, and I met this lovely man. We started up quite a passionate affair. Basically taught me things that I've never... I'd never even thought about before in my life.
Mm.
You know, just remembering it now makes me totally blush.
Like what kind of things?
I'm from Ireland. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, most of my relatives were nuns. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying here?
Like what kind of things?
Very physical things and taught me so much about my body and my...
Like what kind of things?
Buttons were pressed that I didn't even know I had. Anyway, I had this fantasy that I wanted a breast... enlargement.
It's not a bad fantasy. I have it every day.
Well,
yeah, not for me, of course. For Michaela, she's...
It's a terrible thing, but he started to get quite obsessive by this stage. Mm. And I was starting to feel restless. Mm. I just needed to get away. So I had the enlargement.
Mm.
And then you know what I did the next day?
What did you do?
I flew home to Dublin.
Right.
And I never spoke to him again.
So what...
He's completely out of my life now. And all I've got to remember him by is a massive set of knockers.
Well, every cloud has a silver lining.
That's right.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hmm. Not sure about the morality of that. He paid for it, but someone else got the benefit. Okay, hello, who's there?
It's Mickey Chappell from Croydon.
Hello, Mickey Chappell, how are you?
I'm all right, man, yeah.
What are you calling up about today?
Well, you've got this debate, haven't you, for alcohol versus drugs.
Mm.
Alcohol versus drugs.
Mm.
Why are people like yours trying to drive a wedge between alcohol and drugs? Like, you know, make them enemies of each other, didn't
they? We're not trying to drive a wedge between them.
They go so well together. It's sweet. Oh, it's sweet.
It's sweet. Isn't it a lethal combination?
No.
Isn't it a cocktail for death?
The thing is, you know, if you really, really want to drink a lot of alcohol...
Yes.
You need to take drugs as well.
Keep you going.
That's a great thing about Coke. Mm. As long as you've got enough of it, you keep drinking all night long.
Can I just say to everyone at home that we're not suggesting that they do that, are we?
I'm not suggesting anyone else does it, but I'm going.
I think you probably have done it already, haven't
I've
you?
I've been up for 3 days straight now.
Now, come on, 3 days straight. How do you survive?
You've got to have the balance. That's the thing. The politicians and that, they don't know what they're talking about. Not addressing the correct issues here, man.
Do you wish...
You see, you've got to have both. They're saying, oh, it's one or the other.
Mm.
You present that to most people, and it's a hard choice to make.
You've got to think about the dangers of combining these two things together. They genuinely are a cocktail for death. No joke about it.
Not only if you're not experienced.
See, I hear these stories about you've got to be experienced with the right people in the right frame of mind. How can you be in the right frame of mind when you're off your face?
I don't understand that question. Surely you are only in the right frame of mind. Surely you are... Oh, I've got this right. Surely you are only in the right frame of mind.
Mind.
When you're... What?
Do you know, there's nothing worse than talking to drunk people on the phone.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's embarrassing.
It's boring.
You've got nothing to say. Thanks very much for your call.
Surely, you are only in your right.
Right, okay, thank you very much.
No.
Okay, let's go to another call. Who's there?
Hello, Gary. Regular caller. I don't like to give my name, as you know.
Yeah.
Theme, how to leave your lover.
That's the theme.
Simple suggestion.
I think I know what's coming.
Pack a van.
Mm.
Full of explosives.
Mm.
Drive aforementioned van packed with explosives into the theatre of operations, in this case, the address or abode of partner, lover, spouse, whatever. Retire to safe distance. Kaboom. Walk free.
Do you think that's a bit drastic?
It's a solution, isn't it, Gary?
Mm.
I'm not saying I would do it, but I was in the British Army. I've served abroad.
Mm.
I've had to do things you perhaps wouldn't want to know about in your comfortable world here.
Isn't that going a bit too far? What about a text message or just a letter? Or...
You know, Gary, so that people like you can sleep easy in their beds at night, that people like me are driving vans packed with explosives into people's houses and blowing them into smithereens.
Well, that's a reassuring thought. Thank you very much for that.
No worries.
Thank you. So we've got Dave from Crawley next. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Gary.
You're ringing about drug legislation. Cool, what am I like? I knew I shouldn't have had that second cup of heroin. Yes.
Yes, I was reading that an ex-Labour minister last week said that he thought all drugs should be legalised.
Mm.
Well, I don't know why they want to muck about with the laws. They seem to work perfectly well as it is.
So keep them banned?
Yes. If you want drugs, you can go and buy them. We all know that.
Mm.
If you're anti-drugs, they're banned. You throw someone in jail every now and then, so it looks like they're trying to do something.
You know, you'll never be able to keep drugs down, will you? You know, they'll always find a way back into the streets and into the bloodstream.
I couldn't agree more, which is why I say they should don't want to be mucking about with drugs policy, because it works perfectly well as it is.
But it doesn't work, though, does it, if we want to stop people from taking drugs?
Yeah, but my point is they don't really want to stop people from taking drugs.
Why not?
It's like the alcohol scares. Every single week in the news there's an alcohol scare. It's just to keep us distracted. Did you know alcohol was bad for you? Yes. Oh, by the way, it was shutting down all the libraries. Did you know that alcohol is bad for you and you only drink 2 units? Oh, by the way, taxes are going up. Did you know alcohol is bad for you? And apparently the bankers are getting all their bonuses back.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't bother mucking about with the drugs policy. It's perfectly fine as it is.
Well, on that note, thanks very much for your call.
Thanks.
Hello.
Bonjour, hello, could I speak to Gary Bellamy, please?
This is Gary Oh, God, aren't you getting me excited already? Lovely accent, one of the best.
Thank you very much. My name is Bobette, and you asked me how to leave your lover.
50 ways to leave your lover.
Surely there is only one way to leave your lover. Never mind, the other 49, huh?
Mm.
Because if you are with someone and you love them, the reasons you are together is because you love each other. So when you leave them, you must do it with love and with passion, the way you live your life, huh?
Yeah.
You give him one last night of beautiful lovemaking. Mm. You fulfill his every fantasy.
Every fantasy?
Every fantasy.
No matter how strange.
It will not be strange because it will be done with love and with passion.
Well, I don't know. I can think of a few very strange things to do.
So... you give him one last night of lovemaking, huh?
Mm.
And in the morning you leave him asleep, you kiss his brow, you leave him a simple note that says, au revoir, and you go.
Can I ask you a question? If you don't love that person anymore, that's why you're leaving them, it must be hard for you to put it out, as it were.
Well, no, because if you love someone, you will always love the small piece of your soul, will always be theirs. They have your stardust, you have their stardust.
It would be almost worth going out with you just to have you leave me.
I live my life by this principle. Everything should be done with love and with passion. It was my boyfriend's birthday yesterday.
Mm.
We had a wonderful night of beautiful lovemaking. I fulfilled his every fantasy. And I left in the morning while he was still asleep. I kissed his brow and I left him a simple note which said, bon anniversaire.
Did you leave him, though?
I left him to go to work.
Yes, you didn't leave him?
No. Everything must be done with passion. My accountant, for example, did a marvelous tax return for me. So we had a beautiful night of lovemaking. Then I fulfilled his every fantasy.
Your accountant?
And in the morning I leave him a note with the details for my VAT.
He must have been overjoyed.
Gary, I am enjoying this call. Perhaps you could finish the call with one wonderful night of lovemaking where I fulfill your every fantasy.
Well, listen, I'd love to take you up on that, but I'm afraid my girlfriend, Michaela, won't be very pleased with that.
Well, she is very welcome to join us for a night of beautiful lovemaking, full of passion, fulfilling her every fantasy.
Why not? Thanks very much for your call.
see you soon.
Now, on the line again, it's all my favourite people are coming back to me. It's Chris Nibbs.
Yeah, Chris Nibbs, Chris Nibbs.
Hello, Nibsty, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
The Nibs has been ticking over nicely.
Has he?
Gal, yeah.
So, what are you calling him out today?
Well, Nibs here, he's got his own theory, Gary, about drugs, how to solve the drug problem in America.
Yes, what do you think we should do, or they should do, the Americans?
I think they've got it all A about T, Gary.
Arse about tit.
You can't say that on the radio.
Like I just did.
Well, El Nibbo's theory runs thus, Gal.
Mm.
The American government, through the DEA and these various bodies, they spend, I believe, upward of some $40 billion a year trying to keep drugs out of the country.
Yes.
Now, how much are the drugs that get into America actually selling for?
I don't know.
Nibs here reckons it's probably considerably less than $40 billion. Certainly
right.
The initial price you'd be paying to those Mexican mules who are bringing it in.
Right, yes, yes.
So what Baron Nibbenstein has come up with is the American government should build these huge, great, big shops along the border. And what happens is the Mexican drug lords, they bring all the cocaine, whatever, into the shop and they sell it to the American government. And that'll cost them, what, probably $1 billion a year? Maybe less. That's a saving of $39 billion. And the government can then do what they like with the drugs. They can destroy it, they can sell it, they can
smoke it, sniff it, snuff it, blow it.
They can shove it up where the sun don't shine. But it's going to be a lot simpler than the current system.
That's a daft little theory of yours, Nibsy. And after talking to you, I feel like I could do with some drugs. Bit of the old jazz tobacco. Cool, man.
Ta-da.
Hi, who's there?
Good evening. When I was with the rugby club many years ago, we were started off drinking an inch of ale, then a foot of ale, and then a yard of ale, and then a mile of ale. After that, we'd move on to spirits. Whiskey was my tipple, and I would drink a bag of whiskey. This was a leather bag, rather like used by bagpipe players, full of whiskey, and that would be put on my head. Mm. We would then really start to drink, and I once drank a barrel of sherry.
Wow.
We were all completely naked by then, and they held the barrel up, and I drank the sherry barrel in one, and I died 3 times on the operating table. I then drank 25 pints of beer with the surgeon who saved my life. Beat that!
Okay. I will stress again that here at the BBC, we do not condone the heavy use of alcohol. Now we've got Rosalie from Coventry. Hello, Rosalie? Hi.
Hey, I'm off my head. Oh, hey, I've taken loads of drugs.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, I've taken Valleys, Dexys, Brownies, Cartwheels, Rainbows, Rocks and Muggies, Jellies and Maddies and Skag and Drone and Whiz and Scoot and Poop. Wahey! I'm on benefit!
Ow! Okay. I will stress again that here at the BBC, we do not condone the heavy use of illegal drugs. Right, we've got Professor William Thomas on the line now who wants to add to our debate about alcohol versus drugs. Hello, Professor.
Good day to you, Mr. Bellamy.
Hello.
I would like to take issue with a call you took earlier from Professor Tom Wiley, who claims to be a qualified scientist. He is not. He is simply a shameless self-publicist, and the field of drugology is not a recognized scientific discipline. I, however, am a practicing alcoholologist.
Oh, so what exactly does that entail?
It involves valid research into the effects of alcohol intake.
Mm.
Professor Wiley claims erroneously that the effects of drugs are overstated, but the reverse is true. In fact, I have in front of me now a large measure of single malt Scotch whiskey, which I intend to down right here, right now.
Right. Are you sure about that?
I'm a professor of alcoholology. Of course I'm sure.
Mm.
The conditions are absolutely perfect here within the confines of my laboratory.
Well, that'll be an interesting parallel to our drugs experiment early on. So, off you go.
Okay, Team Scotch at the ready. Sip one. Nothing. Sip two. Slight euphoria of the taste buds.
Mm.
Sip three. I'm experiencing a slight burning sensation at the back of my tongue. Nothing more. That's the entire measure consumed, and I think that proves conclusively but alcohol is totally harmless.
Hang on, we can all drink one sip of whiskey and you know... As an alcoholologist, you should understand that obviously it takes a lot more...
As a what?
As an alcoholologist...
Are you drunk, man?
It should take a little bit longer for the alcohol to, you know, to reach the brain. It would be a little bit different if you downed the whole bottle.
Okay, I see that as a good scientific challenge.
Yes, yeah, but not you'd have to do it now. Oh God, it's too late. He's done it, hasn't he? Hello? Hello?
Oh my Lord! Who let him do this again?
Thomas?
Oh, no.
Professor Thomas, are you all right? I think we better swiftly move on to another call. Hello?
Hello, Gary.
Hi, Chuck.
Long time no hear.
Long time no hear.
Yeah, I've been away, and I don't ask where.
Now, where have you been?
Hospital. Prison. Loony bin. No, Australia. Same thing.
Same thing. That's very funny. I was going to say that.
So, I beat you to it, old gal. Chuck Perry here. Oh, I tell you what. One night and last night, gal.
What do you do?
I've got rights on it and all, gal. I've had a skimp all night.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I've done. Whiskey, long and a lot. I've had all kind of wild sex.
Oh, dear.
Had myself next to the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life, and I thought, thank God I made it home all right. See ya!
Chuck Perry there, what a great guy. Well, just what we need in these times of crises. Okay, hello.
I know how to leave your lover.
Okay.
Chop your own penis off.
Ouch.
Usually works. I had a fantastic love life, and then I decided to get a sex change.
Mm.
I'm midway.
So you've left your lover... You didn't tell them, and they just saw what you'd done.
It would be a nice surprise.
I bet it was a nice surprise.
But it turned out it was a really, really nasty one.
Did it backfire?
Well, it doesn't back or front fire anymore. It's just... It's like an action, man.
Well, listen, I've really enjoyed talking to you. Not really. Thanks very much for your call. It's been really depressing. Thank you.
Stay lucky.
Okay, we're talking about if alcohol is worse than drugs, and we've got an old friend of the show, Early D. Hello, Early.
Niceness.
Right? I'm nice.
Yeah, walla.
And now one love to you.
Bellamy, right?
Early.
What guanin?
But guanin?
He's a man now. I'm not a big drinker, apart from, I tell you, a little vodka, tequila, or whiskey, or a little schnapps. I tell you, schnapps. You ever try schnapps?
I like peach schnapps.
I tell you, man, that's a nice little drink there, you know. But you see me now, me's more of a herbs man, yeah? But let me tell you something.
You're urban, yeah.
Let me tell you something, yeah?
Yeah?
Alcohol coming all different farm, right?
Right.
You got alcohol, ethanol, methanol, all kind of hal.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's just one kind of hal, you know.
Mm.
It's about 3, 5, 6, 7 different kind of hal.
Right.
You could use methanol to drive your car.
Can you?
Can you run your car upon herb?
I don't know. Have they invented a car that runs on... herbs?
I tell you, no, you can't. It don't work.
I tell you what, though, Hurley, I've always thought that the exhaust pipe at the back of a car looks a bit like a Rasta man smoking a great big spliff. You know, all the smoke coming out of the pipe.
Be like that. So you mean the car is I.
So what would you say then, Hurley, on balance? Is alcohol worse for you or the herb?
Sometime, right?
Yeah.
If I am in my yard and the sun is shine and girl I wind up, right?
Yeah.
And I feel say, boy, me love their bumper or whatever. I might feel say,
yeah.
Let me try a little rum ting, yeah?
Yeah.
And next day now, might be some of my man's in there. And we having some deep discussion, some deep philosophical ting.
Yeah.
And then I might feel, say, yeah, let me try the herb.
Right, I get it. It's a masculine-feminine thing. If you're with the girls admiring their bumpers, you might have a little rum ting. And if you're with the guys having a chinwag or a bit of banter, you might light up an herb or two.
Niceness.
Niceness.
I love that, soldier.
All right, and I love you too, Early.
One love singular.
So good to have a chat. Thanks very much. Tatty bye. Hello there.
Yes, I'm ringing in this topic of ways to leave your lover.
Mm.
Well, all I'd just like to say is don't do what I did.
What did you do?
Well, I made a number of errors.
Mm.
First of all, it was our anniversary.
Oh, dear.
My wife and I. I wouldn't advise that, because I'd forgotten. It was our anniversary, and I'd psyched myself up, and I thought, well, I'd better go through with it. I started down this route, but it was our anniversary.
I started to our finish.
Yes. And what's more, my wife had just given me a rather marvellous surprise present.
What was that?
It was a balloon trip.
Oh, you weren't in the balloon, were you?
I'm afraid we were.
Oh!
We were floating over Bath at the time. Very beautiful city, particularly from the air. You really see the Georgian layout of the streets.
So you were in the balloon?
We had another 2 hours.
Oh.
Stuck in this basket, suspended over the West Country. Drifted across Somerset and part of Wiltshire.
Did you talk at all in that 2 hours? No, dead silence.
I hadn't thought it through.
No.
Because the thing was a surprise.
For both of you. Oh, dear. Well, that is not a good way to leave your lover.
No.
No. Well, thanks for your call.
My pleasure.
OK.
Hello?
Hello, who's there?
My name's Les Wiseman.
Hello, Les.
Yeah, I called you before, a year or so ago. I was talking about the Arabs.
Oh, whew. They've got a bit lively lately, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm just calling you about this 50 ways to leave your lover.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got all 50 right here.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we'll have time for the whole all 50, but why not start anyway?
Well, OK, here we go. Back door, front door, attic window, top floor window, third floor window, second floor and first floor, tunnel out the cellar. You've got all the car doors, the ejector seat, you can put a dummy in the bed, and then you've got large places full of people where you can give it a slip. Airports, hospitals, schools, factories. On holiday, you've got like a marketplace, a Casbah.
Mm.
You can do a bolt of breakfast, you can swim off, hide underwater in a swimming pool with a little reed.
This is amazing.
You can climb up a tree, wait in the tree till she goes away.
Brilliant.
You can hop in a boat, hide in a sandcastle. You can also hide in a canal with the reed, and a pond, a lock, a lake. You can hobble off, crawl off, wriggle off, roll off, hop off, slide off, and bugger off. Is that enough? I don't know how many that is, because I can't count.
Do you know what? Even if it isn't 50, I think you deserve the points, if this
Thanks
was a quiz. Thank you very much. That is fantastic.
By the way.
Cheers. OK, that's it for tonight. Oh, no. Apparently, Matt's managed to get hold of Professor Tom Wiley. Hello, Professor. How's the liver transplant going?